Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a race to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
All right. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is July the 4th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we've got another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a one-day only topic for you. We're going to talk about how to create cisterns of light. In the book of Jeremiah, it says that my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, number one, the fountain of living water, and number two, they have dug cisterns for themselves, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. So when we talk about this, we're talking about what I do with the life management system, and what I've developed is a cistern system. The word cistern is another word for system. This is a system of light or a system of life. So today, July the 4th, 2018, my entire kit building system is on sale for one day and one day only, where I am actually going to be giving that, you know, cistern or that system away. Now, this is extremely important that you understand, my brothers and sisters, because what we are talking about today is something that is very, 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 very important. We're talking about the entire system that has been set up for you, or that I've set up. And so we want to break that down for you today, my brothers and sisters. And so today we're talking about this system that I set up, and it's extremely important that I understand or that I break down for you what the word cistern of life is. Because without understanding it, you will not be able to see the magnitude of it. It's the ability to understand how we have been given everything that we need for life and godliness. And what we've been given is something that is extremely important. We've been given life. Now, this life that we've been given has been broken, meaning that we have exchanged the life of Christ for a life of darkness. I love the movie Batman. There's a scene inside of The Dark Knight Rises. In that scene, Bane is beating the snot out of Batman, and Batman hides in the dark. What Bane says to Batman is one of the most profound statements that I can ever say, which is the whole purpose of the life management system. I don't care what you're doing, where you're at, especially for current members of the life management system. This one-day sale is something that you need to take advantage of. I'm not sure how you do it, but you should do it. Not because of me, but because I want to provide you with an opportunity that takes away all concerns. That is the ability to take something that I'm selling for $20,000 and get it for $2,000. But why is that important, though? The money is irrelevant. What's important is the cistern of the system. What's important is what was said in the movie Dark Knight Rises, where Bane tells Batman, "You have merely adopted the dark. I was born in it." Now, I don't really share, and I'm not going to share what the depth of the statement, but I think your spirit can pick it up. I've been playing small, and I'm not going to do that anymore. Not because of you, but because of my own desire to be of assistance to the entire globe or to the masses. And I realize that I'm not called to the masses. I've always known this, but it's difficult letting go of friends and family and people that you want to drag along with you. Drag from the perspective or the understanding that this cistern or system that we have been given, that's based upon Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13, it doesn't hold water. So we have a system in place that doesn't hold water. Now, water, again, is the foundation. It's the thing that was already here when everything else was here. If you go to Genesis chapter 1, you see that the Spirit of God hovered over the deep. And he spoke into the deep, and he said, that deep being water. He said, let there be. So we have to understand what that means. So H2O, when you understand the metaphysics of H2O, when you understand the metaphysics of hydrogen, you know, and oxygen, that produces what we call water. That, my brothers and sisters, is the foundation of this entire system that is based upon the one molecule that is the substance that creates every other molecule. So everything on earth is a manipulation of the one. Every god on earth is a manipulation of the one. So you, without returning back to the one, you are playing with darkness and you're using darkness. The reason The Dark Knight Rises and the entire trilogy of the Batman movies is so profound is because when you understand that darkness cannot be used to defeat darkness. And so the powers that be know that most people do not understand that, and so you adopt, like Batman, darkness. So he's called the Dark Knight. So the Dark Knight meets the Darkest Knight in the form of Bane. If you haven't seen that movie, Dark Knight Rises, please watch it again with a new lens, and you will see the value of this system. In that scene, inside of the Dark Knight Rises, Bane says, oh, so you think darkness is your friend. You think darkness is your ally. Many of us today think darkness is our ally. We don't understand because we have not been expressed. We have not seen light. Because light again, like Batman, Batman took the resources that was given to him, and he used technology. Technology, if you notice, Batman doesn't really have a superpower. His superpower is his wealth and his technology. So the dominant culture, the powers that be, are offering you the same superpower today, wealth and technology. And if you use wealth and technology to go up against true darkness like Batman, your back is going to be broken. But Bane says, first, I'm going to break your spirit. Then I'm going to break your back, your bank. Your bank represents your back. Your back represents Bane. The character in Batman that's known as Bane is code for bank, which is code for back. So the enemy is coming to break your bank, because then he will break your back, and he's using Bane or bank. That is why cryptocurrency, emphasis on the word crypt, which means death or the grave. Cryptocurrency is a frequency or a currency of death. Cryptocurrency and digital currency is the ability to understand what very few people can understand, and that is the system that we have set up is a system of darkness. So in the movie Batman, Batman is known as the Dark Knight. And so the Dark Knight is going up against a darker knight that's known as Bane. So when Bane tells Batman, oh, you think darkness is your ally. You merely adopted darkness. I was born into it. I was molded by it. I was shapen by it. The Bible talks about how we were shapen in iniquity and we were molded in darkness. All of us, my brothers and sisters, see, we didn't see light till we became adults, until we got saved or reborn. If you watch the movie The Dark Knight Rises, it's a movie about you. It's a movie about humanity. There are very few cisterns of light on the planet. See, Batman is tested by Bane, and you are going to be tested by bank and technology. So the enemy has no problem with giving you bank. He have no problem with giving you technology because he owns it. And so when I talk about money, you know, money is not, my heart has never been for money. My heart has always been for people. But the enemy uses bank to separate people. Bane and Batman represents bank. And they and Batman, before he breaks or after he breaks your bank, then he goes and he breaks your back. That represents your spirit. There's a lot of you that are listening to me today that are a part of this cistern that's called the life management system, and you don't know what you adopted or what you've been drafted into. So I must explain to you why I am doing what I am doing today and today only. I'm only doing this today because God said to do it today. And there are people that's in a position that's able to take advantage of what I'm doing today only, because those are the people that have been strategically placed, because now you're fighting Bane. There is somebody listening to me that you're going up against Bane, just like Batman, and he's going to break your bank first. After he breaks your bank, he's going to break your back. Bane is your back. Bane is your bank. The enemy is coming to take your bank, and once he takes your bank, he's going to take your back, or he's going to break your back. Watch the movie Dark Knight Rises again. And like Batman, if you come with technology and money, the devil is going to walk through you like hot butter. Technology is great. Money is great. But technology and money cannot defeat darkness. Let me quote the line again before I get into what I'm giving away today. My entire cistern. Now, I need you to understand, because in the movie Batman, Bane says, oh, okay, so you think darkness is your ally. You merely adopted the dark. Everybody that's listening to me, you've been adopted by the dark. That's why you're inside of the electromagnetic spectrum. Prior to your existence, you made a decision either not to go along with the Morningstar administration, and by default, you adopted the darkness. This is a prison planet for fallen entities, if we want to use that term. The word planet, and again, please do not believe me. In fact, I'll send you the video, a video. Look it up in the original text. The word planet means wandering star. The word planet means wandering star. It means a star that has lost its way, the prodigal son. You and I, we are wandering stars. We left the celestial, emphasis on the word celestial, system. And we fell down into darkness. But we wasn't born in the darkness. We adopted the darkness. This cistern allows you to reestablish the light. Now, this is a cistern. This is a system, which is a cistern, which we're going to break down according to Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13. I'm not saying I'm the only long ranger. I'm not saying that you got to do anything today. I'm not trying to talk you into something. If your spirit is, if my spirit is resonating your spirit, we're going to have something that is called, and you need to write this down, a point of common reference. If we don't have that, you can disconnect right now. If there isn't a point of common reference, there is a point of common reference. There is something that I'm saying that is common to you. It is a place you've been before. It is a vibration that you felt before, but you've always ignored it because of money or technology. Bane is going to break your bank. And when he breaks your bank, he's going to break your back. I'm giving away my $20,000 system today only for $2,000. Now, I didn't really want to do this, but there was something in my spirit that says I needed to do this because there are people who think $20,000, this is about money and this is about technology. This has nothing to do. My system has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to do with technology. That's what people want to hear. So I present the benefits of the system. But let's be crystal clear. Let me be crystal clear. You merely have adopted the darkness. You was not born in it. You've been shapen in iniquity. You've been fashioned in iniquity, but you wasn't born in iniquity, meaning that's not your original state. Because actually, you are actually a celestial being. You're not a terrestrial being. You are a wandering star that needs to return home. Now, again, if you don't believe me, which I recommend, and you actually go and you research and you look this up for yourself, and you look inside of Webster's Dictionary or any great dictionary, you're going to discover that at your lowest point, that the universe, according to Nikola Tesla and every great scientist, they said, if you want to find the secrets to the universe, think in terms of energy, think in terms of vibration, think in terms of frequency, if you want to know the secret to the universe. That means one verse. That means one song. There's only one. So we got a bunch of songs, but there's only one song that has been manipulated. That is only one frequency. There's only one wave. There's only one vibration. There's only one God, but he's been manipulated. The origin of the word planet, which is a planned net. If you look it up again, the word planet in the old English is planet. It's spelled P-L-A-N-T-E, the word plan and the word E-T-E. Look at the word E-T. It's a plan for E-T's. It's a plan for extraterrestrials. The word planet, it means plan and extraterrestrial. But you are celestial. You're not terrestrial. So they got to take celestials and turn them into terrestrials. The old French word is spelled the same. In the Latin, it's spelled the same. In the Latin, it's plan. The word planet is planeta. It's spelled P-L-A-E-T-A. In the Greek, it's spelled planetes with an S. But it comes from the word asteres, where we get the word asteroth, which is the word, if you don't know, astar is where we get the word istar from. This is a cistern. This is a system of darkness that you're in. That's why the electromagnetic spectrum, you can only perceive less than 1%. You're in darkness. And just like Batman, if you think you're going to take on Bane with your money and with your technology. Oh, you got a lot of technology, brother. I know I got some too. And you got a lot of money. You know, I got a couple of dollars too. But if you're going into the darkness with your money and with your technology, this whatever multi-level marketing company, scam scheme, whatever, you know, crypto, whatever Bitcoin, whatever you got, that system, when you go into the darkness and you take on Bane, he's going to take your bank, and he's going to break your back. He's going to break your spirit. Don't believe me? Keep going where you're going. I've already been there, brother. The word planet means wandering star. It comes from the ancient text word, it's planastisha, from the Sanskrit. It's spelled P-A-P-L-A-N, plan, A-S-T-A-H-I, which is the word asta, or astra, or a star, which is what we can do with asteroids. It's a plan to capture stars. The word planet means I got a plan. The devil got a plan to capture you because you're a star rock. You're a star. Now, I've been playing small for a long time because I want to try to, you know, I like people that I have a point of common reference. Black people who've been in the church for a long time and they got confused with tradition instead of truth. And I've been trying to drag people to the truth because they are, according to the ancient text, they are a wandering star and they need to return back to their star system, the messianic age, the messianic system. You are a light that is moving across the sky. And that's the system that we are all in. Even all of the planets, where we talk about Mars or Jupiter or Venus or any of the other stars, if you really look at them underneath a telescope, and they say the new iPhones is so powerful that you can use your iPhone and you look it up, you're going to see light, flickering light. The planet is not solid. It looks that a real planet is not solid. It's a flickering light. Now, there's actual footage of stars and planets on YouTube that breaks down the frequencies of those planets and the frequencies of those of what we call heaven, or again the upwards expanse of the north. And you will see, like Nikola Tesla said, if you want to understand the secrets, you got to think in terms of frequencies. That's the cis term. Now I need to break down two things before I get into the nuts and bolts of the system, and then we'll let you go. Want to keep it too long because I know this is the 4th of July and everybody is celebrating their independence, not really understanding what this means. It's just another dark night that's designed to extrapolate your chi or your prana or your energy. You're declaring independence from the big G. I don't really think you want to do that. Sound creates light. When sound creates light, my brothers and sisters, that is called sonoluminescence. We are in a planet that is controlled by luma or luma essence or bioluminescence. It's not sono, it's bio. It is a course of living based upon luminance instead of a course of living based upon light or life. Jesus cares that you may have life and life more abundantly. So I've developed this cistern, which is a system. And the purpose of the system is to assist you with establishing your own mountain of light. So I'm going to teach you how to create it. Together, we're going to create it. Together, I'm going to teach you how to keep it. And together, I'm going to teach you how to expand it. Create, keep, and expand. Create, keep, and expand. Create, keep, and expand. That is how you establish heaven on earth. That is how you be successful being you. Being your true self. Now, this system I have, you guys know, again, the turnkey system I'm rolling out is $20,000. Now, for a lot of people, that's a lot of money. I understand. Payment plan is available. But today, I'm offering it for $2,000. That's it. One payment, $2,000, and you're done. For the next year, we'll be working together every day, and we're going to build your own sound. We're going to build your own sonoluminescence. That is the emission of bursts of light that explodes into bubbles of liquid that creates what is called an acoustic frequency. That is your spiritual signature. That is the science of what this life management system, which is called a fountain of living water. Now, I never really understood when I first met my wife. And she was at and is still at, and her father has a church entitled Fountain of Living Water. Now, I've read Jeremiah 2:13, I preached on it many times. I was a licensed and ordained. Then I actually established my own church, and then I actually went into been a pastor, got my degree in theobiology, got my degree in theocentricism or theocentric business, studied at the University of Utah, and got my degree in biochemistry. And became a licensed, quote-unquote, Reverend Dr. Bishop for the specific purpose of establishing the Christ Metaphysical Assembly. And all this was done way before I met my wife. And then I met my wife, and she's a member of the church, old traditional church, apostolic, that, you know, teaches some of the old basic truths. And I didn't understand, and I've been fighting basically since we met. But I didn't want to really be a part of that. I didn't really, you know, again, I didn't really see the magnitude of it until about a year ago when I understood why I was there. Like Batman, I had developed a system that used money and technology to fight Bane, which is evil incarnate. And I was very successful. Until I reached Bane himself, the darkest night. See, right now, the enemy will allow you to be successful. He's not going to take your bank. He ain't going to break your back until you reach Bane, until you get to the top level. And then that reaches you again. New level, new devil. You have not seen. You think you know darkness, brother, but you just adopted it. You was not born into it. When you really meet evil incarnate and you fight evil with evil, that dog does not hunt. The Bible says in Jeremiah 2, verse 13, my people have committed two evils. This is what I did. And I pray to God that you're not like me. And I hopefully you have not committed these two evils. Number one, they have forsaken me. I turned my back on God and everything that I knew when I went into the world because, again, he wasn't operating on my timetable. Number one, I turned my back on everything that I was taught. Jeremiah 2:13. For my people have committed two evils. Number one, they have forsaken me, the fountain of living water. It's interesting, when I came back to God, I came back to the fountain of living water. Now, I don't know about you. The hair on the back of my neck is standing up right now. What are the chances that I go to a physical building that has the physical name of the spiritual ramification that was taking place in my life on January the 1st of 2009 when I came back to the kingdom after turning my back on God? And I go back to, and I meet a young lady had knew nothing about, and I had a lot of options, trust me. Why her? And I went there and I asked because I had wrote it down. 5 years and I forgot what I wrote down on that piece of paper. And I wrote down on that piece of paper that I still have today all of the physical attributes that I wanted in the female, along with the most important thing. I wanted a woman that had a spiritual constitution. I didn't even understand what I wrote down. And then I continued reading Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13, before I revamped my then Eagles Club into my now life management system, life. Because it's the fountain of living water. Living water produces life. So, everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you need a system. You need a mountain of light that you can create, that you can keep, that you can expand. That's how you establish heaven on earth. And you need to get with someone who has developed that system. If you don't get with me, you need to get with someone else who has developed that system of a fountain of living water. Notice the water is a fountain, and notice it is living. It's not dead. It's living. That is called sonoluminescence. That's the only thing that can defeat bioluminescence. Sound is a physical phenomenon that cannot exist without a medium. Let me say that again. Sound cannot exist without a medium. That's the luminescence. That's what we call the ether. That's what we call God. You cannot exist without God. You need a medium of exchange. The medium of exchange that you got now is money. The medium of exchange that you got now is technology. Oh, that's what the enemy wants you to use. Sound cannot exist without a medium. That means that the vibration, according to physics, propagates as a wave. That means molecules are manipulated by sound. So you don't hear sound. You hear what the molecules make. It's called a wave. Waves have the ability to travel through all forms of matter. Waves have the ability, waves, God, has the ability to travel through all forms of mass. Matter, whether it's gas, whether it's a liquid, whether it's a solid, whether it's a plasma, no matter what it is, wave, sound, has the ability to travel through it. This is called cymatics. That's what I have. My system is a system of patterns, of vibrations that occur that produces cymatics. That's why I keep encouraging everybody, be begging everybody to please listen to my shows. Please listen to the shows. Please catch the shows. When I send you out the stuff. So what I've done is, like the Father was like, it's the system is too overwhelming. It's too much information. So I have to break the system down into a bite-sized piece. So that way it's very simple. So the 50 books, too overwhelming. 365 shows, too overwhelming. One-on-one counseling, too overwhelming. For a lot of people, it's too overwhelming. So I'm taking the $20,000 system, I'm reducing it down to $2,000 for the day, and I'm taking the first group underneath this new system that's not new. It is just revamped based upon what the Spirit has informed me of, and that is we all have dug cisterns for ourselves, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. So the cistern must hold water because water provides life. Water is God. Water represents the life-giving property of hydrogen and oxygen. Combined, that gives us what we call water. Now, remember, in the Dark Knight Rising, everybody, the Batman is tested. The reason that Batman is tested, because he actually thinks that he's darkness. He calls himself the Dark Knight. He actually thinks that darkness is his ally. So he's adopted a system of darkness like we all have. What does that mean? That means that we believe in a cistern or a system that is actually darkness. It's not light, as I've been saying for 20 years, which is the current church in its current state that is a Constantine version is neutered, if you will. It has Shin removed. So you have Yahweh-Vahe, but you do not have Yahweh-Shin-Vahe. So just like when Bane told Batman, you think the darkness is your ally. You merely adopted the darkness. I was born in it. I was molded by it. Then Bane says, I didn't see the light until I was already a man. By then, it was nothing to me but blinding. In other words, Bane is saying, light came into darkness. Darkness perceived it not. He was blinded by the light. He wasn't transformed by the light. So then Bane decided, based upon the movie Batman, which my name means skion or skinos in the Greek, which means in the shadows. So Bane tells Batman, the shadows betray you. Because they belong to me. So the word cosmogrator means interceptor of light. It does not mean producer of light. It means shadow making. So even if you're not in the darkness, as I was, or you come out of darkness into the shadows, as I did, you're still in trouble. It's only when you come out of darkness into the marvelous light, you can only fight. Now, shadows mean... I remember I was talking to a client. Shadow means when you consider. That's what the shadow. Shadow means you know something is evil, but you still consider it. What does that mean? You're not going to do it. You're just going to consider it. That means you got an option. Like I always had an option. My wife pissed me off. Something doesn't go the way I want. I have the option of leaving. As long as I have that option, that's the shadow. The shadow is the option that you got on the table to do something that is not in the light. If you have, like I had, a system that has options that allow you to step outside of the light to get business done, you're going to wait on God. You believe in God. You're waiting on God. But you know what? God's taking too long. God is doing too slow. So you're going to do like me. You're going to get impatient. You go, well, I'm going to make this shit happen on my own. And you go outside of God and you embrace a plan. Or you embrace technology. Or you borrow somebody's money. You just signed a contract with the shadow. Ski on and skills. So now you're in the shadow. You got a form of godliness, but you have no power. There's every system out there, including my first system, was based upon that same principle. Now I'm not doing that anymore because I got to be me. You guys know I have a lot of people, friends, and I was talking to my millionaire friend, and my millionaire friends told me, watch the video. This was just happened. That's why I'm doing this sale today. So my millionaire friend says, man, I've been watching your videos. And you're not being Dr. Will Rogers that I know. You're not the doctor. You are the master teacher. You're not the authority. You're not walking in your authority. I don't see you as the authority. I see you as somebody that's still comical, somebody that's still trying to drag people who don't want to go. You're still begging for people who don't see the worth and value in you. You're still asking for the crumbs instead of sitting at the freaking table. So if you want to be a millionaire, you got to be the doctor that God has designed and gifted you to be. You can't be brother. You can't be homeboy. You can't be, you know, cousin. The jokes, that's great. I know you want to keep it watered down, but you got to be professional. So I have to be professional. I got to become more professional. And so I'm looking for people who want to be professional, who want to establish a professional system based upon the word of God and not based upon the technology of men. In the movie Dark Knight, it breaks all of this down. Even though it's a movie, it still contains, because the shadows betray you because they belong to me. That's Lucifer. Lucifer said, go hang out in the shadow. I own that too. Then he says, I will show you where I have made my home. I will be preparing to bring justice. That means just us. Justice. Then I will break you. Your precious armory is gratefully accepted. That means all of the things that you hold valuable, the devil's going to take. He's going to break you down financially. Then he's going to break you down spiritually. Then he says, oh, yes, I was wondering what would break first, your spirit or your body? Body represents the bank. The bank represents Bane. So the devil is playing with you. He's going to see which is going to break first, your bank account or your spirit. Which one? So if I develop a system, brothers and sisters, to address that issue. I didn't do it. God did it for me. As I've been saying for 20 years, the destiny of mankind is not left up to mankind. The destiny of mankind is left up to the God kind. God is in control. And God is using what the devil meant for evil, patterns of vibration that occur on the surface of an object. When it is excited by sound. That's the definition of cymatics. Let me say that again. Cymatics, which is just simply the mathematics of sound. It is a pattern that only occurs when an object is excited by sound. Let me say it again. It is a pattern of vibration, which is power, pattern of power. It only occurs when it is excited by sound. So you're hearing a sound that's not producing an excitement. Therefore, you get no power. The pattern only has power when it is emotionally charged and frequently repeated. What I've been saying for 20 years. Now, this is coming from science. Science, now this is called sonomatics or sonoluminescence. It's putting sound, again, into the medium. So that's what a planet is. A planet, that's what you are. You are a planet. This is the principle of when sound encounters a medium. The medium is God. The sound is you. It creates an imprint that is an invisible pattern of acoustic energy. This is, I'm reading all of this from my biochemistry books, where that's way back from my days at the University of Utah. Let me make sure you understand. This is the principles by which the medium that Nikola Tesla talks about that's inside of the life management system that I'm giving away today only. But I need you to understand what it is first before you decide to say, no, that's not for me. What is this? It is an invisible pattern of acoustic energy that creates an imprint. What do you got right now? You have an imprint in your DNA that's called your negative habit pattern. I just did the show yesterday how to change your behavior. So we broke that down just yesterday. And on yesterday's show, again, I revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified the principles, if you want to use that term, by which you are able to overcome your current behavioral pattern. We talked about the way, we talked about the life and the truth, the three I am statements that Yahushua makes. So what is this saying? All I'm simply saying, this is how you create a new pattern or a new imprint based upon acoustic energy, based upon God. That stop you from being a wandering star. Right now, you're just wandering around, just like me. That's what a planet is. A planet is a wandering star. And the only way to stop it from wandering and to let that planet return home is it must produce, you must produce an invisible pattern that's based upon acoustics. You must become a single standing column of waveform energy. I've been saying it for 20 years. So when the sound is made visible, it creates something called a geometric form. Now, remember, first it starts off invisible. Whenever you hear something that makes you excited, it produces an invisible imprint in your DNA. So the missing ingredient is excitement. Now, you've been hearing a lot of stuff. So hopefully today you can hear I have a $20,000 system that I'm giving away for $2,000. That should create some excitement. If it doesn't, then it's not going to create the pattern. That's going to produce the imprint. That's going to override the current biological pattern with a new one. Your life pattern must replace your current habit pattern. That's the science of how stars create geometrical forms, which is a single standing column of waveform energy. So sound produces beautiful patterns. This is what Dr. Emoto talks about when he exposed in all of his work that he did. If you remember Dr. Emoto, he was talking about cymatics. He was talking about patterns of vibration that produce or has an effect on a medium called water. It is an imprint. It's an invisible pattern. So when sound, again, creates beautiful geometric forms, what it is creating is patterns that are overriding an existing distorted pattern. So in other words, when he spoke into water, again, go to Google or Facebook, go to YouTube, type in Dr. Emoto. Dr. Emoto emitted a beautiful sound like love, joy, peace, just a sound. The frequency of love was emitted into a distorted pattern, and it turned a distorted pattern into a beautiful pattern. You are a distorted pattern, and if you can hear an excitable sound, it turns that distorted pattern into a beautiful pattern. That's the key to life. Dr. Emoto, E-M-O-T-O, I think it is E-M-O-T-O or E-M-O-T-E, he expressed music in words into water. The water crystallized from a distorted shape into a beautiful crystal. That's you. So, brothers and sisters, this system contains everything that you need so that way you can crystallize into a beautiful system, a beautiful cistern. Cisterns are basically things that hold water. You're made up of 80% water. You are a cistern. All you got to do is hear the right sound to turn you into a beautiful crystal that, again, contains or can hold water. Right now, your cistern is broken and it cannot hold water. But the reason that it's broken is because you've forsaken me. You've forsaken the big G. How? You consider the shadow. How do you consider shadows? You have options. How do you have options? You have money. You have technology. You standing on your money and your technology instead of standing on. Most people I know, their faith is in their job. Don't believe me? Take their job. They will go find a bridge. Most people I know, especially some of my millionaire buddies, take their millions. They don't know what to do. Is your God your money? Is your God your technology? Or is your God the fountain of living water? Do you have a cistern? Do you have a system that can hold water? You. Do you have a cistern or a system that can support you? The life management system is a system that can support you. So for the next however many people, just for today only, that emails me or texts me and let me know, Doc, again, all you got to do is set your intention. God will provide a way if you're willing. I do this all the time. If I don't have the money for something, I create the intent for something because I'm excited. So if there's something that moves me and excites me, I know that God will provide for me. Again, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread. Where God leads, God provides. So it's not a money problem. $2,000, you don't have to worry about the $2,000. Only thing you got to do is make up your mind, the intention. So, again, for anybody that wishes to take advantage of my kit building system, which is, again, a turnkey system, which simply means me and you going to work together, and we're going to start from scratch. You come up with the name. We're going to come up with, again, the structure. Whether it's going to be whatever your structure is, whatever you got, we're going to examine it and make sure that it's a fountain of living water. Make sure that it's based upon light and it's not based upon money or technology, because bane, you cannot fight darkness with darkness. You must defeat darkness with light. Darkness doesn't fight light. It overpowers it. Darkness, now, again, just go into a dark room and turn on the light switch and see what goes on. There is no struggle. Darkness shows up when light shows up, darkness leaves, does it not? And when the light leaves, what happens? Darkness returns. There's no struggle. There's no fight. Yahushua didn't do that. When Yahushua showed up, demons left. When he left, they came back. So, again, evil is just the absence of light. Evil is the absence of good. Darkness is the absence of light. So if you are light, what happens to the darkness? Your negative habit pattern, bam, it goes away. You have not been exposed to light. The moment you are exposed to light, your negative habit pattern is no longer negative. The only reason you can't do, people have inertia, because they haven't heard an excitable sound. The only reason that you keep repeating Groundhog's Day, you haven't heard that excitable sound yet. When you hear that excitable sound, darkness is gone. There is no fight. There is no struggle. We don't wrestle. We don't do what they do in the movies. You got to fight no demons and devils and all that stuff. At least I don't. I don't do that. I just show up. Mentally, I make up in my mind, as for me and my house, me and my body, we're going to serve the light. And guess what? Bam, darkness leaves. So, brothers and sisters, this system includes, again, the weekly one-on-one counseling, which I already doing. Most of us have bi-weekly. We go to weekly. This system includes a daily check-in or conference call, daily, every day. It also includes a facilitator's guide, which is, again, your business guide. It's a step-by-step process that takes you through exactly what to do. All the modules are gone. All the stuff that you listen to are gone. What we are listening to is me and you are talking one-on-one, and we're building your business every day. We're building your brand. We're establishing a strategic plan. We're establishing a a strategic metaphysical marketing plan. We lay out the financial plan. We establish, again, your what I call the your independent contracting plan, which is simply your ability to establish independent contractors so all the systems of distribution you control, which simply means that you work with people but you don't hire them. What does that mean? That means that you're not responsible for providing, you know, health care insurance. You're not paying the IRS all of this money. You have your own EIN, your own TIN, your tax identification number, your employer. All of that stuff is set up for you. We set that up together. We establish that all together. We implement that. We build your courses. Remember I was telling you my millionaire buddy who just came out with this program that can take anything from YouTube or any website on the Internet, any website, and it converts it into text and put it into a Word document. Now, I've been doing that for 10 years. He just got a program that does it. And now he's selling it in, and he's making more millions. So you mean to tell me you can watch any YouTube video and you can take the words from that video and put it onto a piece of paper, add some pictures, and bam, publish your book. I've been telling everybody to do that. I don't know why you have not done it already. Now, I know how to do that for free. Now, you can pay, I think his system is about like $2,000 or $3,000 for this program. Now, you can pay him $2,000 or $3,000 for the program, or you can go to Google Docs like I've been telling you. You can go to YouTube itself and click on, you know, transcribe, and YouTube will do it for you for free. I don't know why people would pay him, but, again, he did the launch, and he's doing the launch, and he's making a plethora of money because, number one, it's their own program. Now, again, I know publishers where you can publish a book that costs a lot of money. That they charge you, they're going to send you 5,000 books, you're going to pay them $15,000 or $20,000. Now, I did that for my first book. Now, I published 50 books. I've written and published 50 books already. And it didn't cost me a dime. Now, I know publishing companies that are going to charge you $5,000. Everything in my system, the infrastructure doesn't cost you anything. You got to do a little bit more work. It's less technological savvy, but it allows you to control all systems of distribution. That means, in English, you keep the money. Now, I have one book on Amazon that I get $20 every quarter for, usually 20 or 30 bucks. And based upon the sales, I should be getting anywhere from, you know, 2 to 5,000. So out of $2,000 to $5,000 in sales, I'm getting $20 or $30? And you want me to do another book that way? Oh, no, that's not how it works. That's why I self-publish. That's why I'm doing this on Blog Talk, and then I can send it out to the venues that I want and post it on YouTube myself because it doesn't cost me no money. It's very important. I know a lot of people who can create money, but I know very few people who can keep money and then expand their money by keeping principal that creates interest. That's what this system is designed to do. So, brothers and sisters, I'm over time. I want to thank everybody. I know it's the 4th of July. You guys out, you know, doing your thing. I'm going to get back to studying, researching, and doing deal opinion reports. It's not a day at the office for me. I love you. I appreciate you. Everybody that want to take advantage of this system, this is today only. Email me at masterteacher33.com at gmail.com and let me know if you're in. Whether you got the money or not, if this now remember, the number one thing, if this message resonates with you, that's called a of common reference. If there was some point in this message where there was something that resonated with you, that's the ruach and the numa. That's God telling you this might be your day. If that's the case, you need to jump on board, and we need to get rocking and rolling. Again, the cost of the system is $2,000. Regularly sells for $20,000. It includes everything that I've ever done. Every book I've ever done, and every audio I've ever done. I'm going to have to stop saying that because that overwhelms people because I've done a lot of stuff. That don't mean you got to read it and do all that. That means you have access to it. So when we get to the marketing aspect of your business, I'm going to send you the tape, and we're going to listen to it and talk about metaphysical marketing. But instead of just sending it to you right now, I just send it to you. You listen to it, and you do your own thing. We're not doing that no more. Now I'm going to hold your hand. And we're going to walk through the valley together. And we're going to develop a system that is going to allow you to be self-sufficient without using the devil's money or the devil's technology. Not that all technology and all money is bad. But at the higher levels, yeah, they got some AI stuff out that if I tell you guys about, you probably wouldn't believe me. That stuff, I'm not interested in. Basic stuff, we can roll with it because it doesn't require me to give up my soul. So, brothers and sisters, again, this is one day only, 4th of July, financial freedom sale, one day only. This is how to create your own cistern of light. Just another way of saying life management system. How to create your own life by being yourself. How to be successful being you. We're not going looking for something. We already found that it's you. We're just going to expose you to you. You're going to fall in love with you. You're going to like you. And then you're going to start expressing, exposing, and expanding you. And that's going to allow you to become very successful because I've already done it. My daughters are doing it. My sons are doing it. And my clients are doing it. So I want to help more clients, and then I want to help more people take advantage of it. Again, this message was primarily for my clients that's currently in the life management system, but it's also available for the general public as well. So email me at masterteacher33@gmail.com. You can call or text me. And I will definitely text you back. I don't know if I'm going to be able to call you back, but I text you back. Number is 210-290-5927. That number, again, 210-290-5927. If you have any questions about today, I'm not answering any other questions, but if you have any questions about today's special, just text me. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.